Your life, change your mindset. Start the week with Coach Jarvis and Mindset Mondays, presented by Passion Purpose Coaching, only on the Morning Machine.
That's right, at 35:35 past the hour in the Morning Machine, the machine that makes your mornings move. It is time for the mindset portion. We got to get to my brother, Coach Jarvis, presented by Passion Purpose Coaching. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Feeling good. Feeling great.
Great. Good morning, Marcus. How are you doing today as well?
I am well, sir. I am well. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Great segment. Great segment. I wanted to have this Mindset Monday speaking about being a double-minded man or woman. And I want to come at it from the concepts that Marcus just explained when he was speaking about trauma. Trauma is defined in two different forms. It's defined in the way that Marcus was communicated this morning, and it's also a physical injury, which is a double meaning for one very important word. And I'm speaking in terms of double-sided because so often we get into these leadership positions and we spend so much time focusing on modifying the behavior of those around us that we don't look in the mirror and make sure that we are actually walking in what we're communicating, leading you to be double-sided. So I've been spending a lot of my time with my godchildren and my children, and instead of talking to them, I re-engineered it and allowed them to talk to me. So I just listen to them now. Rob, I have a major echo.
Give it a shot. I don't hear any echo on my end, but go ahead.
And I've re-engineered this concept. Why it's doing better now, I don't know what you did, but it's better now. But anyway, I have allowed them to communicate with me. And the one thing that they have been communicating to me about adults who they communicate with is they are not calling them double-minded, but what they're giving me is they're double-minded. They're asking us to do things that we're not even allowed seeing them do. And that is the reason we either behave the way we behave, do the things that we do for attention, communicate the way we communicate when it's combative, so forth and so on. So with this particular Mindset Monday, I want to ask all of you who are in these positions as parents, leaders, are you double-minded? Are you doing things and communicating things to people that you're not even doing yourself? You know, I get a lot of people who want to aspire to have these big dreams and aspirations, and they never get anything full focus. They want to jump from one thing to the next. I'm working on this thing right now. Now I want to work on this thing because it seems like this. You can't continue to move in that manner. That's being double-minded. You have to stay grounded and solid in something in order for something to come into fruition. Does that make sense to you guys?
Sure does.
Totally.
And so often, the reason we are double-sided is to tie in everything on this Mindset Monday is because there's still a little boy or a little girl that is living inside of us that we have yet to release because there were some traumatic experiences that we had going throughout our life that we are rendered incapable to either communicate or voice. Mm. And it's causing us to be double-minded because you have two people in you. You have the mistreated child and you have the aspiring leader in the adult that are conflicting with each other. And you're not giving yourself the opportunity to reach your full potential because you're still catering to something that you have not healed from. So I ask all of my listeners on this particular morning, are you double-minded? Are you preaching and talking about things that you're not actually walking in? Are you requesting for people to be healed and you're not healed? Are you requesting for people to spend time investing in themselves and you're not even investing in yourself? Mm. We're going to have to get far beyond the concepts and precepts of talking so much and not being able to produce with actionable items. What actions are you doing? I just got a inbox from a cousin of mine who's currently incarcerated. And the question he asked me, he said, "Hey, big cuz, I wanted to know, what is your what is the difference between love and loyalty?" And I told him one quick answer. One is the emotion, one is the action. What do you prefer? You can't be double-minded in this thing. In this journey that we're running, this marathon that we're running, you have to be steadfast, solid, and stand firm in what you believe in, stand on, business precepts, so forth and so on. Because if you don't, you will wave to the right or the left, and you will never hit the mark. So on this particular week, I ask all of you listeners, including myself, Marcus, Rob, whoever else is listening, please take time to question yourself and ask yourself, have a conversation with yourself in reference to, are you being double-minded?
Wow.
That's my mindset my day.
That's powerful right there. That's a question a lot of people have to ask. Man.
You know, you made me think about, it's funny you brought that up, because one of the things that is in our field, in my field of mental health, you know, therapists are probably therapists, psychologists, clinicians, us that work in this field are probably the worst when it comes to self-care.
We
become so consumed with helping other people that we neglect the self-care of ourselves. And so, you know, we talk about mindfulness, we talk about relaxation and meditation practices, but we get so consumed with work and teaching that to other people that we neglect to do it ourselves.
And it renders you incapable at times to even be able to be that steward of what you're trying to actually communicate to others, because you don't invest in yourself. I was once told, you're gonna really be great when you stop pouring from the cup that is half empty or half full, and you start allowing it to come from your overflow.
Mm-hmm.
That changed my mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Because it starts with you. You have to put in you first.
Right.
And you have to let that emanate from you. That's the reason they call people who walk in their way a beacon of light.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
My question to the radio listeners, are you double-minded? I would say this to you, because you know it's good to give a person a real-life example of what you're communicating. I can say this. After communicating with my godchildren and my children throughout this spring break, I noticed that they wanted something different from me as opposed to what I was giving them. I'm giving them the stern, structured role model, organized, do things this way, you need to do this, when they want me to relax and be able to laugh with them from time to time.
Wow.
They want to know dad, uncle, god, dad has a sense of humor. He's able to live beyond his calling and still have fun. And that's the reason I've been doing things like going skate, having fun, falling, laughing, because those are the things that they requested of me. And the thing is, I'm bringing that up because if I don't do those things, that means I'm double-minded, because if it's really about the kids, then how they feel about me and what they want from me matters.
Mm-hmm.
I have to take that into consideration and apply that to my life and figure out how to make it work for both of us if it matters.
Mm-hmm.
And it matters. So I implement those things because I'm not double-minded. I'm focused on one end goal. Mm. And when they see you doing that, they respect you more. They adhere to your concepts and principles and standards more. And it's easier to communicate with them and build with them.
Yeah.
Again, my question, are you double-minded? Mindset Monday.
There it is. Mindset Monday. Are you double-minded? Oh, my goodness. See, we've been getting a lot of questions these days. Farmer Wayne's on Friday was, there's 10,000 hours of mastery. What hour are you in? That was the question he asked Friday. This morning, are you double-minded? You see what I mean?
All they got to do is pay attention, brother.
Exactly.
All they got to do is pay attention.
Nuggets of wisdom. And we do this every Monday. So if you're a new listener, thank you for listening in. We do this every single Monday, the 9 o'clock hour Eastern, every single Monday. And by the way, while we're at it, tell everybody where they can find you, follow you, and book your services.
PassionPurposeCulture.com is the website where you can book the service. You can find me on all social media platforms, Passion Purpose Culture.
There it is. So, listen, wow, this is just powerful. Coach, let me ask you one more question.
Hold that question. I'm gonna, Marcus, my phone goes bananas after I'm saying this on Monday. Mm. We're going to have to talk further about how we can further carry this mission out.
I like that.
Yeah. It's real. It's beyond a mission. It's big. The mission is bigger than all of us. It's beyond a mission.
Exactly.
It's something that needs to be done that maybe a lot of people are not doing. You're about to embark upon a journey that is going to really help save our community. Not just help our community, but save our community and continue to strengthen it. And it's just amazing what you guys are doing. And like I said, I just can't wait to see and hear what you got brewing, and it is going to be dope. I'm in. I'm already in. You know I'm in. So it ain't no question for me. You know what I'm saying? So just let me know. But with that being
said,
the question is, and I want to make sure that, you know, because Marcus already addressed this earlier. I'm not sure if you've seen the video about the guy that was serving the country, and it was a traffic stop, and they continued to pull him out of the vehicle. We were talking about trauma this morning as well, and the fact that, you know, this is an American military soldier here. Currently serving, had full uniform and everything, still be treated the way he was treated. They were mistreated. Yes.
Can I ask you something? Is there any less trauma by saying this guy served in the military than if it was me?
That's what I was looking for. Exactly what I was looking for. And Prince just sent a text that the cop was fired, by the way. Prince.
He should have been fired. And the only reason I say that is because it shouldn't matter if he's serving his country. It shouldn't matter if he's on a board. It shouldn't matter if it's a teenager. It shouldn't matter because I've lived through those type of situations. Right is right and wrong is wrong. When are we going to stop trying to qualify a wrongdoing? It's wrong. And then it's not going to start to be rectified until we start reacting. When opportunity meets preparation, it's going to be an issue.
The interesting thing about that preparation is, yet again, they knew this was going to happen, and they prepared accordingly, again, for our unrest.
We live in some very strange times. That's the reason you can't be double-minded.
Exactly. Ha! Mm-hmm. That's why I ask that question.
Yeah.
The double standard is a trait of double-minded. It's a trait of double mind.
Emotional regulation is very important.
It is.
You have to be able to regulate your emotions and even in this time, because it's sort of a double-edged sword that we're experiencing, right? Because you want to see these videos. You want to see these videos and make people aware of what's going on across the country so we can all attach to each other in this movement. But at the same time, now it's still traumatizing because we're reminded of the constant structural racism that's going on, the dehumanization of black and brown people. And so we're reminded of that, but we can't react to that, because we can't react in a self-defeating manner. Our reactions have to be calculated. They have to be smart, right? And so when you talk about not being double-minded, you have to be that individual that's able to, one, be able to self-care for yourself and be able to regulate your emotions, create some sort of cognitive awareness when it becomes that fight between your emotions and your behavior. You have to have some sort of cognitive awareness. You have to be able to practice that and practice restraint, because that's what's needed in order for us to address these issues in a calculated fight.
Man, correct.
That's what I'm talking about. Look, listen, first of all, Coach, thank you so much for being on this morning and every Monday mornings. Y'all, hey, look, Monday mornings, it's about these guys, mental health, mindset. It's a whole movement, y'all. It's been a movement, but it's about to change all of our communities. So you got to be listening. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, because you yourself or somebody you know needs these nuggets of information. And it's coming from.
I just want to correct you real quick.
Yep.
Monday mornings is not about Marcus and it's not about me. It's about everyone who takes the opportunity to give us their time to listen to the things that we're communicating in hopes that it would stimulate some sort of growth, evolution, and change. Because again, our message and our motto is just bigger than me. It's not even about me.
Well said. I digress. I said it wrong. You got it. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's it. Nothing more needs to be said on that one. Hey, but thank you so much. Really appreciate you every week in, week out. And let's see, passion, purpose, coaching. You gotta follow, and you gotta book. You gotta book your sessions. Book your sessions. PassionPurposeCoaching.com. And for you, Mr. Marcus, where can they find you, follow you, and book you?
You can find me on Therapy for Black Men, the Open Path Collective. And I'm also on Instagram as at Marcus Mental Health, Facebook as Marcus Jones. And you can find me on YouTube and watch my YouTube videos as Holistic Partners Network.
All right. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So it is 6 minutes. 6 minutes till the top of the hour. The Morning Machine, the machine that makes your mornings move. And that's right, I know Coach is still on. By the way, I meant to turn you back up for a second. Talk about Seven Symposium this weekend. Seven Symposium's going down Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern, with the Irby, a men's clothier. I got my stuff. Thank you. We appreciate you. They came and delivered. Like they delivered with a T. The goods that I ordered on Saturday afternoon. Now, I got a couple things. They threw a little something. is good. It's good. I can't wait to wear this for the first time. But speak on what you're going to be speaking with them about come Saturday.
With the Urbies, you know, when they first came in and did an interview, I wanted to talk to them about just the marathon that they've been on, the ups, the downs, the ins, the outs, the working together collectively as a husband-wife couple. What obstacles have they overcame in order to, for a woman to specialize in men clothing and the husband be the marketing guru? It's normally the opposite. The right. man wants to be in the head, and I'm the CEO, and he wants the wife to be the marketing guru because, according to what society tells us, the women are more detailed. But their dynamic is the opposite. And I just want them to speak in reference to it, and we're going to have a powerful conversation at the 7th Symposium where we get together and we foster communication with entrepreneurs and stakeholders to build our community. So that's what we're going to be talking about. It's going to be a great conversation.
Yeah.